that when all else looks like it's breaking down, he can bail you out at that end of the floor.
Well, Wisconsin was in a lot of close games last year. Right now, all of a sudden, A.J. can give him the ball in the wing, let him attack, go get an easy basket. The one thing I noticed a lot in practice, though, he was able to stop runs. When the scout team was going on a run, boom, you give him the ball. Instead of an 8-0 run, it stops real quick because he's able to find easy baskets.
You had a chance to talk with Kent Dernbach, the head coach at Stevens Point. As he returns, we mentioned he was an assistant head coach there last 6 years. At La Crosse, where they had a very, very good program there. It's a proud program, man. They've got national championship banners. The last few years have been lean, particularly by their standards. It'll be interesting to see how this program starts to reestablish itself, because he's got some pieces with the Pointers program, too.
Yeah, there's 12 new players coming in, and for him it was about relationships. And you get a lot of that, but a lot of the guys that he recruited La Crosse now, you know, follow him to Stevens Point. He had those relationships. Now, how do you build on it? A lot of freshmen are going to get some valuable minutes, especially tonight.
All right, we are about set for the opening tip. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at AmFam.com/Badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. John Floyd, Tariq Lucas, and Jordan Love. Not that Jordan Love, but Jordan, J-O-U-R-D-A-N, Jordan Love, are the officials here tonight. Finally, I know this one doesn't count on the records, but finally, we get to play basketball. People are watching and everything. It's kind of cool.
It's about time. For a guy like me, man, it's about time.
It'll be fun to watch as the Badgers come out of the home white unis and the cardinal trim. The Pointers are the traveling purple, and they've got the gold trim. And Cal Cron will jump center out of Waukesha West, 6'8". Mentioned he is the tallest player in the program for Stevens Point.
I expect Stevens Point to come on a lot of motion offense, which is going to be great for this Wisconsin defense. There's going to be a lot of cutters. They got to make sure they know where their defense is, where the offense is going to cut. Make sure that you're able to see that, stay in front. So a very good test as far as the offense that Stevens Point is going to run for Wisconsin.
All right, Stephen Crowell, Cal Cron, a jump center as we're set to go at the Kohl Center. Toss and tap to the Badgers. They go to our left, and we are underway here in Madison. Man-to-man defense from Stevens Point. A.J. Storr throws to Max Klesman at the top of the circle against Jake Buchanan. Pops off the crowd screen, throws the wall, top of the arc, left-hand dribble, left lane line, pivot, starts it out to Hepburn to the right side. Chucky, and they've got it knocked away, shot clock down to 10. Here's A.J. Storr, baseline left, backing in on Josiah Butler, turns, left of the lane jumper, up no good, rebound tipped in the air, saved by Wall, but gathered by Stevens Point, and here's Jake Buchanan. Pointers move to our right, Josiah Butler against A.J. Storr. Butler probing, they work along the perimeter, Miles Coleman, he's with Wall, Buchanan versus Klesman. A throw left wing to Coleman. Coleman starts to back on Wall, turns it back out front, and now it's Butler. A flip to Buchanan, left-hand dribble top of the circle, shot clock at 10. Josiah Butler, baseline right, 15-foot contested jumper, good, over Storr. And it's 2-0 Stevens Point. A minute gone by. A.J. Storr out front, throwing to Klesman, top of the circle. A bounce for Stephen Crowell, right of the wheel. Is with Cal Cron. Now Hepburn goes inside, caught by Wall, left shoulder turned up, right hand good. There you go, Butchie, getting it inside.
Well, yeah, they got to focus on that early on. They've put a lot of pressure on the rim just by cutting to the rim.
Minute 20 gone by, we're tied at 2. Josiah Butler left of the circle, he'll throw to Cron, tries a 3, the lefty 3-point try is off the rim, no good, it'll go out of bounds, it'll belong to Wisconsin. Stevens Point last year averaged 66 points a game, and that's about what the Badgers averaged, 65.3, just trying to find ways to come up with a few more points that can make all the difference in the world. Average 5 or 6 more than they did a year ago. All those close games they had last season. Here's Chucky Hepburn, a bouncing to Crowell. He got hip-checked down low by Malik Abdul-Wahid. And the foul is called. That's the game's first.
Crowell did a great job of rolling hard to that front of the rim. He put pressure on the rim. There's a lot of different ways you can do that, but just a simple ball screen roll to the front of the rim, really good.
Hepburn, baseline right, inbounding to Klesman. Tries a 3, right corner, danced off the rim, no good. Abdul-Wahid with the rebound. Minute 50 gone by, tied at 2, just getting underway. Waheed on the dribble, stumbled, regains his balance, flips it to Butler, drives off the left wing. One pump, leans in, up right hand, missed it way short. Loose ball snapped up by A.J. Store. Store with a lead feed to Crowell, threading that pass to Stevie down the lane, layup good. Nice feed into Crowell for the bucket.
A.J. did a great job with a pass ahead. Steven did a great job of rim running. Easy buckets like we talked about early on.
He's Jake Buchanan. Leans in. Foul line jumper is good for the leading scorer from a year ago. We're tied at 4. About 2.5 minutes gone by. Good to see the Badgers there just get out and run. Get a little something going in transition a moment ago. Chucky Hepburn to the front court, throwing to Store. Along the right sideline, flips to Klesman, top of the circle. Buchanan defending, a bounce to Crowell, right of the circle. And a little give and go. Klesman low on the right, runs it up and in. Good action early on from Wisconsin offensively, 6-4, the home team.
Great screening action. They're hitting people, allowing people to get to the front of the rim.
Here's Jake Buchanan, right-hand flip for Josiah Butler, top of the circle. Feeds Coleman, quick pass left side. Abdul Waheed and an offensive foul. Going to be called, it looked like, against... Or maybe stepped out of bounds here. I think he stepped out of bounds. So, yeah, no foul called. We're not going to see charges called this year, are we?
No, we'll get into that, but we won't. But Todd did a great job of playing with his chest. That way he doesn't get the foul.
Here's Klesman at the top of the circle. Loops around a Crowell screen. Goes left corner for Store. He'll try a three and nail it. A.J. Store, he was 40% from distance a year ago at St. John's. And it's 9-4 Wisconsin. Early on here in Madison, not quite 3.5 minutes gone by. Buchanan, left wing, throwing to Abdul Waheed at the top of the circle. Now Josiah Butler at the right point. Right-hand dribble picked up by Crowell. Little helping defense and a bad pass. He wanted Cron, and it goes into the hands of Max Klesman. Feeds Wall down the lane to the rim. Two-hand slam dunk. Tyler Wall, as the Badgers again in transition, get the easy bucket. 11-4, Wisconsin leading with 16:10 left in the first half. Buchanan being harassed by Max Klesman. I mean, really being harassed, and then he got in too tight for the foul.
Max got a little greedy there. He was doing a really good job of defending, being aggressive. As soon as he slaps down, the foul's going to be called. That's where they got him with it.
Great guard going to his bench. Dolan Winter, very promising-looking freshman, along with Connor Asijan coming in. Klesman and Stephen Crowell will sit down. And Logan Baumgartner checks in for the Pointers, 6'4 freshman out of Medford.
I'd like to see Wisconsin get out and transition early buckets early on here in the first 4 minutes of this game.
Jake Buchanan up top, throws to Josiah Butler. He's matched up with Chucky Hepburn. A feed to Buchanan, drives on Asijan, mid-post right, kicked it back out to Coleman. They reset. Shot clock is at 5. Butler being dogged by Hepburn. Butler pulls up, knocked away, stolen by Chucky Hepburn. On the run is Chucky, 3-on-1. Flips to Stewart, down the lane, and he hammers it with the right hand. Again in transition, and Store electrifies the crowd early.
He's going to be fun to watch all year long. But again, another transition opportunity for Wisconsin.
13-4, Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes gone by. Baumgartner, deep three, left side, and he sticks it.
Tyler just fell asleep. They got too deep on that. Didn't give himself enough room to close out.
13-7, Wisconsin. 15-15 left in the first half. Store out front. Sends it to Hepburn along the right sideline. A feed for Nolan Winter. Rotates the Wall at the left point. A pass for Hepburn between the arcs. Looks off a high screen from Winter. Inside feed, Winter had it knocked away, but a foul is called. Talk about a mismatch. You had Nolan Winter at about 7 feet. Jake Buchanan, the six-footer. Not much he could do. He's called for the foul as we'll take our first media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 15:01 left of the first half. Badgers lead the Pointers 13-7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Find your style with Patriot Lighting and give your home a brighter, updated look. Menards has all in-stock pendant lights on sale and ready to take home. The Giona pendant light is $44.49 after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey friends, my
Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Citgo, top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 15:01 left first half, 13-7. Wisconsin. Badgers getting a lot done in the paint early. We'll pick up on that in a moment as Chucky Hepburn inbounds to A.J. Store. Baseline right. Starts the drive. Kicks it out to Connor. Sejan tries a 3-2 long. No good. Rebound Cal Cron of Stevens Point. And now Josiah Butler brings it up the floor. Winners moving to our right in the first half. Miles Coleman, left-hand dribble, throws to Cron, feeds Baumgartner, dribbles off the left wing, stops at the foul line, cut off by Winter. Now Coleman against A.J. Store. Coleman, right foul line extended. The feed to Seth Myron in the game for the first time. Gets it out to Coleman again. Dribbles in the paint. Starts to pivot. Fades. Fires. Hits from 13 feet away.
Good contest there by A.J. Store, though. Used his length. Very tough shot.
Badgers with 10 paint points early, Butchie. A very good sign. They're the much bigger team, but they're taking advantage of it.
They're taking advantage of it. And of the 13 point, the reason they got the corner three by A.J. was because it was a hard roll to the front of the rim.
Here's Connor Sejan with the ball right now, throwing to Chucky Hepburn at the edge of the center circle. Gets a screen from Winter. Chucky glides to the right side against Coleman. A step back three straight on, and that clipped the rim and maybe got none of it. As a matter of fact, it's way off the mark, out of bounds. It'll belong to Stevens Point.
And we're used to seeing Chucky with the step back, but again, work on him continuing to get to that paint, put pressure on the rim different ways. We'd love to him try to work those angles a little bit more than he did that last possession.
Regard going to his bench. Let's reset the five. Stephen Crowell out there, Klesman, Asijan, Carter Gilmore, and John Blackwell. And again, another good-looking freshman out of Highland Park, Michigan. The Badgers going to press here a little bit as the pointers will break it. It's a one-and-out type of press here for Wisconsin.
I love it.
You get excited there, right? Baumgartner throws it back out. Cron tries a three, left side, off the rim, no good. Rebound loose, scramble for it. On the floor is Blackwell. There you go. Getting a floor burn is John Blackwell, and that'll win you points. Comes up with the ball, and now Connor Sejan has it. Left-hand dribble, trying to split the defense, and he gets cut down as he is fouled on the drive.
But like you talked about the press for Wisconsin, it's just a different way, a different look. I love what they did. They attacked. If they could get one, they could. If not, you fall back, play great defense like they did. They hustle, they get loose ball, an extra possession. It gives a different look for a team.
Yeah, it does. Jackson Watson called for the foul. 6 foot senior. Tyler Wall in for Carter Gilmore. 13:36 left in half. 13-9 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass Blackwell. Tries a three left corner. That's too long. No good. Rebound weak side by Stephen Crow. Baseline right is Crow. He starts to back. Crow in the lane. Pivots. Up right hand. Nicely done. It'll roll in for Crow and he has four.
Hit him with the jump hook, big fella. You better get used to me being excited about little things with bigs. I love Stephen's footwork on that possession.
It's a beautiful thing. Little left shoulder turn. Flip it with the right hand. Here's Cron. Baseline right. 15-footer airborne. No good. Rebound Wall. 13:05 left in the half. 15-9 Wisconsin. Here's Wall. Little crossover. Kick out of Sejan. Three shot left corner, and that's too long. No good. Rebound comes down to Watson. Jackson Watson up the middle to the front court for Stevens Point. Badgers lead by six, 12:50 left of the first half. Baumgartner throws to Cal Cron on the left wing. Matched up with Steven Crow, a throw to Watson high on the left. Blackwell defending. A pass for Josiah Butler high on the left. In the defensive stance is a Siege. Butler takes him on the bounce in the lane. Kicks it out to Watson. Watson against Blackwell. Good defense from the freshman. Here's Butler, long three, right side. Off the rim, no good. Crow the rebound. Outlet to Klesman up the right side of the front court. 15-9 Wisconsin, 12:20 left in the half. Crow up top. Crow with a bounce to a posting Tyler Wall at the right block. Wall backing. He's backing. Now draws a double team. Trying to squeeze through that double team, and he gets fouled on the play. Looks like Baumgartner might have been in there as part of that double team. We'll see who they assess it to. And it will... Actually, it's going to be on Cal Cron. That'll be his first.
Early on in this game, Matt, one of the things I've seen is Wisconsin had four or five different guys bring the ball up in transition, looking for that early basket, attacking early. We haven't necessarily seen that from Wisconsin, you know, in the last couple of years. They've done a really good job of being very opportunistic in those chances that they've created for themselves.
That's a great point. How about the defense early on from Blackwell in the half court, too? He knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Huh?
More than knows what he's doing.
There's an inside feed, an easy money buck. At Tyler Wall getting inside.
There's another guy that knows what he's doing.
Knows what he's doing. 17-9 Wisconsin, 12 minutes left in the first half. Here's Baumgartner. He'll try a three right side, left it short. Isaac Lindsay in the lineup secures the rebound. Man out of Mineral Point, Wisconsin. The throw into Klesman. Bobbles, gathers, right corner, feeds Wall between the circles. Wall against Brennan Tim in for the first time. Wall on the dribble in the lane and dribbled into traffic, and he lost possession. They get a tie-up, and the arrow belongs to Stevens Point. Doing a little too much there as we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll step away. 11:41 left of the first half. Wisconsin 17, Stevens Point 9. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Hey Badger fans, if you're looking for a perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 11:49 left in the first half. Badgers lead Stevens Point 17-9.
Yeah, early on, I thought, you know, one of the questions is who's going to come in and fill in for Chucky Hepburn. I thought Max Klesman did a really good job of manning that second team that came in. You've got some young players out there. Offensively, the ball moves. 7 assists so far in this game. If you're Coach Gard, you've got to love that early on you're working on chemistry in a game like this to find each other and have 7 assists. You've got to be very happy with that.
Yeah, 7 assists and just the one turnover here so far. You'll take 7-1 all day. And the Badgers again showing press. Seth Myron will be inbounding as they get it in to Buchanan. He gets trapped momentarily by Wall and Storr, but the point is breaking. Here's Seth Myron to the front court, feeds Tim. Kicked it back to Myron as they'll set up their half-court offense. Buchanan leaves it for Brennan Tim. Moving in on Isaac Lindsay in the lane. Pass deflected by Wall. Gets out to Myron. Left side feed. Three in the air. Left side is no good from Watson. Crowell the rebound. 11-18 left in the half. 17-9 Wisconsin. Wall throwing to Lindsay. A flip for Stephen Crowell. Top of the circle. Leaves it for A.J. Storr. Storr goes in to Crowell. Low on the right. And a foul before the shot. Again, the good action on the roll from Crowell.
But it's more than the good action, man. It's the pace at which they're going. That's why they're having great action. Is they're playing so well off of each other. Normally, early on in this season, you don't see that kind of pace. They're moving with a purpose. Really good first kind of 8 minutes here in this game.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. Klesman inbounds, baseline right, into Wall. Tyler backing, left shoulder turn, tough shot, right hand, way off the mark, but he drew the contact, which was the objective there. And Tyler Wall will be at the foul line. First two free throw attempts tonight.
And that's where Wisconsin just takes advantage of the opportunity of the height. They're not going to get that in the regular season a whole bunch, right. But if it's there, take advantage of it. And that's exactly what Tyler did. He did a great job of sealing with his hips so that when that ball was thrown over the top, he was able to complete it and not have that turnover, though.
Tyler last year got off to a terrific start and then suffered the ankle sprain against Minnesota in early January. And really just wasn't the same. He missed three games. It did well to come back when he did. He misses the first free throw here. His pain tolerance is considerable, but he just didn't have that lift that is a big part of his game.
This team was 11-2 before he went down last year, and then he went down, lost the three games he was out, and it was tough to kind of find that rhythm the second part of that season.
Makes a second free throw. The Badgers show press, then get out of it. 18-9 Wisconsin. Brennan Tim with a basketball. And now Buchanan just inside the arc. Straightaway jump, no good. Rebound Crowell for the Badgers. Outlet to Chucky Hepburn. Back in there for Wisconsin. Up the right side of the front court. Finds Wall down the lane. Goes up. Got it. It counts and a foul. Tyler Wall with an and one. Jake Buchanan called for his second foul.
And that's an example of one that we're going to see. Jake Buchanan was the weak side there. You're not going to be able to get that charge call this year in college basketball. Jake tried to get there. He didn't go vertical. It's going to go against him every time because the two plant feet of the offensive player were down first. That's the change this year.
Yeah, that's the key, right? It's not about being airborne. It's the plant foot before you become airborne. If you're not established by then, then
good
you're not
luck.
Getting the charge.
Good luck.
Yeah. Tyler Wall back at the free throw line. 20-9 Wisconsin. 10:46 left in the first half. And a lane violation there. But Tyler made the shot anyway as one of the pointers got in the paint a little too quick. Free throw is good. Nolan Winter will check back in for Stephen Crowell. Nolan Winter, the latest from Lakeville North. Said he really enjoyed watching Nate Reavers. I asked him about Wall. He said, yeah, not so much. He was kidding around. The freshman getting involved.
He's got
a little back and forth.
He's still got to deal with them. Exactly. Nate's
right.
Gone. You don't have to deal with Nate.
That's right. Waheed with the basketball right now against Winter at the right elbow. Throwing to Miles Coleman high on the left. He's with A.J. Storr. A.J. Mackinnon in the lineup now for Stevens Point. Seth Myron starts to back into the lane. Tough pass. Got the Miles Coleman. Low in the left. Toss shot. Contested by Storr. And he comes down with it. Does A.J. Storr. Good D from the St. John's transfer, who then gets bumped, taking it to the front court by Miles Coleman.
What a change of speed there by A.J. And that's where you're able to create some extra opportunities to get to the free throw line. We talked about needing to get to the free throw line. Well, where's Wisconsin already with 10 minutes in the first half? And just simple things like that. You get the ball in transition, slow down, hesitation, boom, explode out of it. Now all of a sudden a foul happens, you get to the free throw line and your team's in the bonus.
Yep, and he does just that. Average about 9 a game last year at St. John's. A 1-1 front end is good. We mentioned the All-Big East honors he had, all-freshman team, the Bahamas national team. A lot of basketball for A.J. Storr out of Rockford, Illinois. Connor Asijan ready to check back in for the Badgers. He will sub in for Max Klesman. And just as a bounce and an explosive nature to A.J. Storr's game that I think fans are really going to like. Second free throw is good, so Storr with 7. Josiah Butler coming in for Stevens Point. Jackson Watson sits down. Again, the Badgers showing the press. 22-9 Wisconsin. 10-16 left in the half. Myron gets it into Miles Coleman. They get it over the press. Up the floor is Josiah Butler. Left side of the front court against Chucky Hepburn. A pass for Coleman. He's with the Siegen. Coleman on the dribble. Kick out left side. A.J. McAdam. He'll throw it to Coleman. Flips a three right of the circle. Thuds off the back rim. No good. Tyler Wall the rebound. 10 minutes left in the half. 22-9 Wisconsin. Winter leads it for Hepburn around a winter screen. Moving between the circles. A pass for Storr. Dribbles off the right wing. Storr whips one into row two. Trying to get Connor Asijan in the left corner. Just a touch high.
Just a touch high. I love the thought process. The skip. It just skipped a little.
It got out of his hand funny. Yes. Yeah. The idea was right.
I will say this, though. If Coach Ryan was around, he wouldn't. The one-handed skip passes, yeah. Those weren't good ones in the past. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Now, a little more freedom with Coach Gard.
A little bit, but, yeah. But he did pull him after that. So he's
that doesn't surprise either one of us.
No, it does not. No, it does not. Greg's his own guy, but he knows what worked for the Hall of Famer, Bill Ryan. He's working pretty well for Greg as well. Inside feed and traffic intended for Cal Cron. Deflected out of bounds. 9:51 left in the first half. And a timeout taken, 30-second timeout taken by Stevens Point. 9:31 left in the half. 22-9 Wisconsin. Badger basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference.
I think early on here, when you look at these first 10 minutes, 10 and a half, you could have asked for a better start if you're Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I think the ball's been moving defensively. They've used their length. But I've loved their positioning on the defensive end. You've had great trails. You've had great helps. You've had great closeouts. All those things that need to work together as five on the defensive end, they've played off each other well there.
They have.
So early on in an exhibition game, to be that cohesive and work together is very impressive.
And you've talked about pace, and it isn't just how fast you can get off a shot. When you talk about pace, you're talking about how they're moving in their half-court offense. Absolutely.
When I use the word pace, it's half-court.
Yep.
When I use speed, that's going up and down. Full court. There's two different things there.
Yep, there you go. Here's Cal Cron on the left wing against Nolan Winter. Shot clock is at 10. Coleman throwing to Abdul Wahid, driving against Marcus Ilver. Mid-range jump right side. Short, no good. Rebound. Winter battling, comes up with it for Wisconsin. And now Blackwell brings it up the floor for the Badgers with 9:13 left of the break. 22-9 Wisconsin. Marcus Ilver, someone Greg Gard mentioned the pregame show, is putting together some really good days here in training camp for this Badgers team. Hepburn off a high screen from Winter. Screen and roll. Winter catches low on the right. Goes up. Missed, but he was fouled by Cal Cron. The screen rolled again. Winter goes to the free throw line.
Winter did a really good job of rolling. The one thing I'd like to see, and it's a difference between a freshman and an older player, I'll put it. But Steven Krull does a great job of rolling hard with a purpose. Mm-hmm. Nolan right now, he's rolling, but not as fast. But that's just what you get with young players. They're going to be able to coach that up by the middle of the year. Nolan's going to be going down there. Defenses are going to be being able to collapse, and now you're going to get wide open threes.
Nolan hits the first free throw. One thing fans will notice about Nolan Winter, big guy, but he's got a very nice shooting touch as he hits both free throws. He can, and I know you like the bigs who can do that. I'm just saying.
Hey, who doesn't like a big that can shoot the basketball a little bit? I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I don't need all this pressing. Give me a big that can shoot.
They get a steal off the press. Blackwell is there, low on the left, lays it up and in.
I like a press, too, when you get those results. I can live with that, too.
That works every time. 26-9 Wisconsin. Press is still on. Josiah Butler is inbounds to Coleman, but he got fouled by Blackwell. A little freshman over-exuberance there as John picks up his first.
You're going to be sick of me looking at you every time a big knocks down a three. That grin I'm going to give you is just going to get bigger and bigger.
It was.
And bigger.
As soon as I said Nolan Winter has a good shooting touch, that grin was like, oh, here we go. Here we go. I can't wait till we go to Indiana. I just can't wait.
The bank will always be open.
The bank is always open at Assembly Hall. Here's Josiah Butler with the ball. Throwing it to A.J. McAdam. Junior out of Muskego and being bothered by Hepburn. It forced the turnover as McAdam lost it out of bounds.
Chucky's always been good on the ball. but you can tell he's lost some weight. He's quicker. He's more explosive. And it's just it's carried over to every aspect of his game so far.
Yeah, he just looks terrific physically. Asijan goes inside to Crowell. Double team. Doesn't matter. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Missed it. Rebound Miles Coleman.
Steven's got to get a better base there.
Yep. Like he's had the size, double team, but yep, got to use that big 7 foot frame to his advantage. 26-9, Wisconsin. 8:07 left in the first half. Here's Cron running left hander, no good. Crowell the rebound, long outlet. Blackwell 2-on-2, cross court to Siegen, tries a three, left wing, in and out, no good. The rebound, Mackinnon for Stevens Point. 7:52 left to the break. 26-9, Wisconsin. Bumgardner. They work at the Coleman now. Dribbles off the right wing. Hepburn contesting. Back out to Bumgardner. Tries a three. Left side. No good. Another rebound for Crowell. I'll let the Hepburn behind the back on the dribble. Got by Coleman. Chucky's still going. Leaves it for Ilver. He'll try a three. Left point. Banged off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Josiah Butler. 7.5 minutes left till halftime. 26-9 Wisconsin. Butler right side. Throws it up top for Bumgardner. He is matched up with Marcus Ilver. Now it's Mackinnon against Connor Asijan. Right hand toss Bumgardner at the point. Goes in right of the lane. Cal Cron backing on Crowell. Kick out Mackinnon. Tries a three straight away and he splashed it. A.J. Mackinnon was 36% from distance a year ago. 26-12 Wisconsin.
Lack of communication on the defensive end there by Wisconsin.
Here's Crowell. Goes inside. Ilver low on the right. Up right hand no good. Trying to get his own rebound. He can't. Blackwell does. Goes up, knocked away. Blackwell to the floor, and a three-second violation against Wisconsin. Blackwell on the floor just trying to dig it out of there, but a three-second violation as we hit the under-8 media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Badger Hoops also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 6:51 left in the half. Badgers 26, Stevens Point 12. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 6:51 left in the half, 26-12. Wisconsin leads Stevens Point. Butchie, the Badgers still showing the press. It's a good work in with that.
They are. They've, you know, when they've needed to trap, they've trapped. When they've just needed to put a couple, there's an example of a trap that leads just to a deflection. You've done what you need to do in the press. That's all you're trying to do.
Just disrupt them. That was Max Klesman getting a hand on it. Storr was helping in that trap, but it was Max who got a hand on it. And is with the basketball. Stevens Point now into the front court as they work at the Bumgardner against Tyler Wall. Hand off to Josiah Butler. Now it's Josiah Gilley with five to shoot. And there for the first time, a throw to Butler. Left of the lane, drives on Wolf. Looked it up left hand. Good off the window. Good drive from Josiah Butler. 26-14, Wisconsin.
He got the angle on Tyler. And when you get the angle, all of a sudden you play off the hip. You use your shoulder. Gives you a chance to score.
And Kamari McGee on a dribble handoff will be guilty of the charge there. And that's the one area where you can see that charge right there, right?
You can. Now, the one thing Kamari's got to do, play off of 2 feet. You're going to hear me say it all year long, but when you play off of 2 feet, you remove all of that.
Mm-hmm. Badgers up 12, 6:08 left in the first half. Josiah Butler brings it through the center circle to the front court. He's Gilley on the right side, gives off to Butler. Butler pulls up, right elbow jumper blocked by Storr, into the hands of Tyler Wall. Up the middle comes Wall. He goes behind the back of the dribble. Leads it for Klesman high on the right. And Stevens Point does a good job of getting back in transition. Kamari McGee at the top, throws to Wall, just right of the circle. Wall, a couple of dribbles, hands off to Klesman. Max kicks to Crowell up top, tries a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Josiah Gilley the rebound. Outlet to Ryan Genrick to the front court. Genrick senior out of Maquantico against Kamari McGee. Now Bumgardner, right point, hands off to Butler. Butler flips to Gilley between the circles. A handoff for Seth Myron, being chased by Klesman. Myron right elbow, feeds Butler at the left elbow. Throws to Gilley, left foul line extended. Max on Wall. Oh, he just plowed over Tyler Wall. That's a charge that will be called.
And that will be, and why? Because Tyler was the initial defender. He's not the help side. If you get the help side defender, that's when you're going to have the blocks called. When you're that initial defender, you can definitely still get charges. That was a great example right there. Tyler did a great job playing with his chest.
We'll save that clip because before the game, you were teasing him. You say you're going to have to get on him. Here's a lob into Storr, low on the right. He goes up in traffic, good. Tyler was saying, you're not going to beat me up tonight, are you? He's like, but took it easy on him. That was very complimentary.
Nice.
Yeah.
I needed to play some defense. Now I got to be nice to him.
28-14, Wisconsin as a kick. On a pass from Butler, it was kicked by Max Klesman. 4:51 left in the half, 28-14, Wisconsin.
Now, if Tyler starts making some threes, it might be really nice right now. Wisconsin only 1 of 9 from the three-point line. But we talked early on, one of the keys, scoring from inside. That's exactly what they're doing, 18 points in the paint, 12 points from the on just fast breaks. So even though they're not shooting the ball well, still doing and finding different ways to score the basketball.
As a result, 11 of 22 overall, just 6 of 20 for Stevens Point. Genrick throwing to Gilley, leads it for Josiah Butler. Toss it back out. Genrick, baseline right, nice shot fake. Floater right hand, baseline right, no good. Rebound, fought for, diving to the floor is McGee. And he diving because he got fouled is Kamari McGee. Be a feisty defensive player getting after the loose ball and got fouled.
That's because he left his feet on the defensive end and realized, I better get the rebound.
Yes, sir.
I did one bad thing. Now I got to do a good thing to make up for it. But I love the passion that Kamari plays with. He finds a way to be disruptive. And I think that's when you're in that position that he's in, how do you find minutes for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You find unique ways to get on the floor. You have to make the coach play you. You do it by hustle plays, by energy plays, and that's exactly what he showed there.
Josiah Gilley called for the foul, his second, as Kamari hits the first free throw. Didn't attempt many free throws, but had some clutch throws last year. Said when he gets to the foul line, he just tells himself, bucket, gonna make it. It's a bucket. Made the first, and the second is airborne. And that's good, too, so I didn't jinx him.
Well, I tried saying that to myself. It didn't work, though, so I should have tried a different word.
You got to speak it into existence, right? You just got to keep saying it. Keep saying it. 30-14, Wisconsin. 4:30 left of the first half. Josiah Butler working on Klesman on the drive. Floats it back out. Seth Myron, top of the key, covered up by Wall. Now Josiah Gilley on the left wing. A pass deflected, stolen by Klesman. Here's Max. It's two on nobody. Klesman will take it himself. He had ideas of a lob to the trailing AJ Storr. Klesman took the easy money, and a good decision it was.
It was a great decision.
Yes.
Take the 2 points.
That will keep you on the floor. 32-14, Wisconsin with 4 minutes left of the first half. Bumgardner hands off to Butler. Slips it back to Bumgardner in the lane. Tough left-hand shot. Good off the window over Crowell.
Crowell does a great job using his length, though, making a very tough shot.
32-16, Wisconsin, 3:45 left in the first half. It's a Bumgardner. That was Cal Cron with that bucket. Here's Wall left Left point feeds Kamari McGee. McGee against Genrich. They work the perimeter. Storr for three. Left corner. Nailed it again. A.J. Storr. Badgers have two made threes, both courtesy of Storr.
And both of them were because Kroll rolls to the front of the rim hard. The defense sucks in. You've got the skip pass over the top.
3:20 left in the half. 35-16 Wisconsin. Cal Cron throwing to Gilly. Josiah Gilly backing on Crowell. Gilly trying to take him on. Lost his balance. Did a good job not to travel. Gets the pass away to Myron. Picked up by Crowell to switch. A step back three right corner is way short. Gathering it is Tyler Wall. Wall up the floor. Finds Crowell trying to bust down the lane. He'll catch low on the left, up and in. The big man going rim to rim.
Good things happen when you run. I just didn't like running a whole lot. Steven at least running. He gets rewarded.
2:49 left till halftime. 37-19, Wisconsin leading Stevens Point. Gilly feeds Josiah Butler. Turns the corner off the left wing. Left elbow jumper is good for Butler. He has six.
I still don't like running. I know you got your workout in. I know before. I came in good sweat.
Old man running. I was sweating because I had to walk 20 feet with the ball. His Klesman got bumped to the floor by Seth Myron. Matter of fact, I got to take a break right now. I'm out of gas. We'll take a break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Good to see some of those guys right now. We'll take a break. 2:30 left in the first half. Wisconsin 37, Stevens Point 18. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 2:30 left in the half. Butchie, 37-18. Wisconsin looking pretty good here in an exhibition game.
They are. Tyler Wall, Stephen Kroll, A.J. Storr, Max Klesman, 13-17. A.J.'s got the two threes because of hard rolls there by Stephen. I just love how they played off each other. Again, in an exhibition, you don't know how the chemistry is going to build. You've gone through training camp. You've gone through all the practices. Now it's somebody else. They've done a really good job of playing together and playing off each other. 12 total assists as well. So the ball's found a little bit of everybody. They've shared it. And, you know, we've talked a lot about A.J., but 4 of 5, 2 of 2 from three. And it's a quiet 12 points that he has.
Yeah,
he's let the game come to him.
Mm-hmm. Very efficient with what he's been doing. Max Klesman hits the first free throw. Max with 5. Second free throw on the way. And the young man from Nina hits them both. 39-18 Wisconsin presses back on. They try to get a trap on McAdon. Throws over it to Seth Myron. Left sideline to the front court. He's Josiah Butler on the dribble in the lane. 14-footer is good.
That was the first time Stevens Point has scored against that press. Nolan was actually at the ball. I would have loved to see Nolan be the one back instead of Gilmore.
2:10 left in the half, 39-20, Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore throwing to Chucky Hepburn. Those two along with Klesman. Winter and Storr out there for Wisconsin. Gilmore pops one inside, caught by Hepburn. Fades, flips, 10 feet away, way too long, no good. And Ryan Genrich comes up with it. Genrich head up on the move to the front court. Drops it back to Josiah Butler, matched up with Hepburn. Inside feed, low on the left, goes up. And that was altered in a big way by Nolan Winter as he denies Cal Cron inside. Now Klesman up the floor for Wisconsin. Throws to Gilmore. Inside feed, Winter low on the right, goes up, missed the chip shot. Cal Cron the rebound. Everything right, but just couldn't quite finish.
And it's all because of his base. His feet were way too close, and then all of a sudden you go past the basket and you miss it long.
128 left in the half, 39-20 Wisconsin. Josiah Butler, right lane line, knocked away by Hepburn. And out of bounds to Stevens Point. John Blackwell will come back in for Wisconsin, subbing in for Stewart.
And we talk about Nolan missing that layup, but as a young freshman, the game sped up a little bit. You could just see it, right? And then what happens? Your feet come together and you start kind of missing some of those bunnies. But I thought better job rolling to the basket earlier in the game. We said he didn't necessarily roll with pace. I love the pace he had there.
Inbounds pass. Genrich goes into Mackinnon, driving right of the lane, goes up, missed it inside. Ball tipped, gathered by John Blackwell for Wisconsin. A minute 15 left of the break. Wisconsin up 19. Hepburn left of the lane against Genrich. Curls into the paint. Feeds Blackwell. Snaps off a three. Right wing. Short rebound. A.J. Mackinnon for Stevens Point. Mackinnon through the center court logo. Hands it to Butler between the circles. Butler pops it to Genrich. He'll feed Bumgardner on the right wing. Bumgardner dribbles off the wing. Defending is Nolan Winter. Bumgardner starts to back, mid-post right, kills the dribble, throws to Butler. 13 to shoot. Butler feeds A.J. Mackinnon. High on the left. Right-hand pass, Bumgardner. He'll hoist up a three. Danced off the rim, no good. Carter Gilmore fighting for the rebound, and he saves it to Klesman. Good hustle from Carter Gilmore. 35 seconds left in the half, 39-20 Wisconsin. Klesman off the screen from Gilmore. Screen and roll. Gilmore catches, feeds Hepburn. Quick pass, Winter tries a three and buries a three. That is some good ball movement right there in the half court.
Great ball movement. Great three by the big fella.
The big fella, of course. 15 seconds left in the first half. 42-20. Wisconsin leading Stevens Point. 10 seconds left in the half. Shot clock is dark. Mackinnon throws to Genrich. Feeds Butler. Down to 5 seconds. Butler against Hepburn. Butler takes him on. Drives the lane. Flipped it up left hand. Rattles in. How about that move from Josiah Butler as the first half has come to an end. A little teaching point for Coach Gard and the staff going into the locker room. Joe Krabenhoff and Dean Oliver not real happy with what they saw.
I thought there might have been a little bit of a double dribble.
Maybe at least a double, a triple, but whatever. It's Badgers still with a teaching point, I'm sure, going into the locker room. Good first 20 minutes for Wisconsin here tonight. Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Drew Pub, Lotsa Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Our score at the half. Wisconsin 42, Stevens Point 22. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Halftime at the Kohl Center as Wisconsin leads UW-Stevens Point 42-22. Individual scoring, A.J. Storr. 5 shots, 12 points. Not bad. 4 of 5 for the field. 2 of 2 for 3. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Tyler Wall with 9. 6.6 rebounds for Stephen Crowell. 5 points for Nolan Winter. 2 points, John Blackwell. 2 points, Kamari McGee. Josiah Butler with 10, pacing the pointers. 3 for A.J. Mackinnon. 2 and 3 also for Logan Bumgardner. 2 apiece for Cal Cron, Miles Coleman, and Jake Buchanan. At the half, Wisconsin 42, Stevens Point 22. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance as Butchie and I look ahead to Monday night in the season opener. Back in a couple, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life.
Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
At the half, 42-22, Wisconsin leads Stevens Point in the exhibition game. And, you know, Brian, you and I were talking earlier this morning, the season opener on Monday against Arkansas State, by a program that most people don't know anything about here. Going to learn in a hurry because they made a coaching change. They got a little Alabama Crimson Tide flavor, and it looks like they kind of want to play the way Nate Oates played, right?
That flavor consists of a lot of threes and layups, nothing in between, and they're going to run, which is going to be a great test for this Wisconsin team. First game of the year, how is your transition defense? It's one of the first things Coach Carr does in practice every single year. They're going to be tested with the first game.
They will, and they've got some size, too, unlike, you know, the opponent that they're facing tonight. They've got dudes who are in that 6'9", 6'10 range. They played Central Arkansas in a recent exhibition game, and, you know, it's an exhibition game, but they hung 112 points on them, and, you know, winning 112-77. They're out of the Sun Belt Conference, had a really rough year last year, but there's talk that they could make a big jump in their league this year.
And I think it's all based on style of play. Right, when you've got the opportunity to get out, score points, I don't care who you play against, putting 112 up is a lot of points, and it's because of the style they play. You talk about Nate Oates, Alabama, the way they wanted to get out. You've seen what they've done in the SEC, the success that they've had, how quickly they've had it. And a lot of it is because of the style of play and the athletes they recruited. And I think that's the biggest thing. You're going to see a big change there. Different athletes coming in. Don't have to think about system. Their system, we're getting out, we're running. You don't have to worry about chemistry. No, just play. And that's what you're going to see when it comes Monday night.
It's a fun matchup on Monday night and a really fun non-conference schedule. We'll use the word fun. Coaches might have a different term, but we'll get into it a bit as our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Halftime conversation continues 42-22. Wisconsin leads Stevens Point. We talked about the Arkansas State opening night opponent. Then on a week from Friday, you got Tennessee. Go to Providence. You got Virginia down at Fort Myers. You got Marquette. You got Arizona. As a player, that's what you want, though, right? You know, I mean, you're going to learn some stuff. It might get bumpy. Who knows? But you want to play against the best, don't you?
Well, you absolutely. Everyone talks about NIL. You know what also helps? Schedules like that.
Mm-hmm.
Players are attracted to that. I want to come and be a part of this program because in the offseason or, you know, the non-conference schedule, I know this is the schedule I'm going to get. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, looking forward to it. 7 o'clock Monday night against Arkansas State. 8 o'clock a week from Friday at the Kohl Center against Tennessee. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Let's get to the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Stevens Point, 10 of 29 for the field, 2 of 11 from long range. They did not shoot a free throw. 12 boards for the Pointers, 2 assists and 7 turnovers. The Badgers, 15 of 29 for the field, 3 of 12 from deep, 9 of 10 at the foul line, 21 rebounds for Wisconsin. Badgers sitting at a plus 9 there, 13 assists and 5 first half turnovers. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Other stats of note, 24 paint points for Wisconsin, 13 off turnovers, and